produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Whosoever Group Radio Show. My name's Sam, aka The Happy Crow. I want to welcome all of you guys to episode 3, or what you can call it, radio show number 3, whatever. Either way, eventually we'll stop naming numbering them, but hey, until then, kind of proud of it. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about being a faulty witness. But first, before we get into our topics, I want to make sure that you guys go check out www.whosoevergroup.com to look at our writings, look at the things that we've talked about in our previous podcasts that we've done, and let us know what you think. We also have a Twitter, at Whosoever Group, and also facebook.com/whosoevergroup. So let us know what you think. Come talk with us. So today's topic is, once again, called Faulty Witness. What does that mean? So we're going to talk about how our actions, how our things that we do in life, how they affect who we are in Christ, or who we are in Christ in the perception of others, I should say. So everything that we do is always under a microscope. If you say that you are a Christian, you say, I have Jesus as my Savior, you say that I am going to witness for Christ, everything you do from that point forward is under a microscope from everyone else around you. What does that mean? Every little part of who you are, whether your language, whether it's your actions, whether anything like that, is always going to be evaluated. Well, is that Christ-like? Well, is that Christ-like? And that's a lot of pressure. So that what is Christ actually asking of us? He just says, follow me. Now, what does that mean? We're going to get a little more into it, but we need to be a follower of Christ. We're not trying to be the perfect person because we're human. We're going to fail. So let's look at some imperfect people. There's two people that I want to talk about. There's one story specifically that got me thinking about today's topic. The first is the second one. Let's do the first one though. The first one is he is a rapper. His name is Kanye West. He is an American rapper who for years he did his own thing. Today's youthful terminology, he was living his best life with drugs, sex, and everything else, and wild living. He did whatever he wanted to do, whatever he wanted to do, and that's what it was. At a certain point, he came into Christ, and he came into an interaction, and he knew he needed God. And when this initially happened, I was very skeptical of it, because he... fast forward a little bit, he is definitely true in what he believes. But the thing is, he's a little crazy, to say the least. He got a few screws loose, but hey, we all do. So when I first heard that, I said, okay, this is probably some gimmick to get, you know, to get people just to, you know, listen to him, or just looking for attention, who knows? Or he might even be one of those fair weather ones, like, hey, I believe in this. And then in 2 weeks, okay, he's over the fad. But the trend, whatever you want to call it, I was very skeptical. And there was, everyone else was feet over for, like, yes, I believe that what he's doing, they're very proud of him. I was very skeptical. And then, well after he released his first album called Jesus is King, I eventually broke down and bought it and listened to it. And I was like, okay, let's see what this is about. And in the one part, in the one song, he said, who's going to judge me? It's going to be the Christians. Right when he said that, the Holy Spirit slapped me. He said, hey, he's talking about you. Not that he knew he was talking about me, but it's the truth. Because I was thinking, no, this ain't real. This is not who he is. There's no way. And I remember this pretty vividly. Me and my family, we were driving to go to Walmart to shop. And I just started crying in the car. My wife's looking at me, she's like, and I'm like, he's talking about me. Look what I'm doing. I was judging. I was not loving it. I was not being an example of Christ at all. And that just came around to smack me in the face. And so I started paying more attention to what he was doing, and I realized, okay, he has his flaws. He definitely has a major pride issue, but he loves God, and he really does want to try. He does want to. He's very new in his faith. He doesn't have a ton of education on it, but he's just out there. And that happens a lot with new Christians. Like, when you first come to Christ, you have this fire, like, you understand that something has happened in your life and that you want to tell everybody about it. So you're just going around as like, hey, which is not, there's not an issue with that, but there's not the temperament behind it, like tempering it down, making sure that who you're talking to, knowing your audience, being able to do things with wisdom. Wisdom comes with time. So a lot of times you always know who the quote-unquote new Christians are because they're ready to go. And once again, it is not a bad thing. I am not derailing that at all. But sometimes you can lose people on the way because you're going ham at it and without the wisdom behind and the temperament to say, okay, this person is not even willing to accept it. So they're not ready for this yet. So that's also between you and the Holy Spirit, because you have to know what the Holy Spirit is saying. Okay, hey, this person's ready, boom, go in there, snipe it in there. Okay, this is the person to talk to. So once again, I'm not bashing being on fire at all. Go for it. God's word is not going to come back void, so you're not going to hurt his name at all. So that was Kanye West's story. He still has his own thing going on, but he's definitely trying. And then now, the reason I'm bringing him up is because he clearly has God's heart, but he's imperfect. So my question to you is he an example of Christ? Is that somebody to look up to? I'm just going to make a blanket contending statement. The only people to look up to is Christ. As humans, we're all going to fail each other. Everyone's going to fail. You have to know the expectations of who's what and where, because we're all faulty people. So go into anything with the understanding that at some point humans are going to fail you. We're all going to fail each other, but Christ is never going to fail us. But what we do with that failure is what matters. Now, the second one is the one that got me thinking about this whole topic today is... he's another American rapper. His name is DMX, is his rap name. I don't remember his actual on-paper name. But he definitely lived his life in the most gangster of fashions. And as he did that, he, you know, drugs, rock, his, the American term of drugs, sex, and rock and roll, yeah, except it wasn't rock, it was rap, but there you go. He was all about that. And but at a certain point in time, after he was mostly retired from doing rap and stuff, he did come out and proclaim Christ. Now, here's the thing. He just died of a drug overdose. So this is a very sad thing. Like, if you yourself or you know anyone who has a drug issue, please, if it's you, ask for help. It's better than death. It might be a little embarrassing, but hey, I'd rather see you alive. And as for anyone else, if you know somebody, like, try to get them some help. Love them in the best way you can. Don't aid them in anything. Just try to help them best way you can. So now, this was his struggle that he struggled with, and it's something that was not easy for him. And obviously, at some point in time, it got the better of him. So does that completely negate his, when he talked about Christ? And I don't know his heart upon death. I don't know where, if how much he fully or did not fully commit to God. I don't know, and it's not my place to judge that. It's between him and God. But the reason I'm bringing this up is he was a person. We're going to go under the assumption that, okay, yes, he had fully accepted Christ, and this is just a mistake he made, and it cost him his life. We're just going to operate under that assumption just for the sake of the conversation. So for someone who had accepted Christ, was going for it, and then fall into something that messed up, and in that mess up, it affected his entire life because it ended it. But sometimes those decisions also affect other people's lives. Does that mean that we're no longer a Christian? Does that mean that you're a failure as a Christian? Let's see what Paul has to say in Romans chapter 7. I don't remember if this is NIV or KJV, so either way, you are going to understand what I'm talking about. Romans 7, starting at verse 21. So I find this law at work within me. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of that law of sin that is within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So even Paul, this man, I very much enjoy Paul. As this man, he wrote a decent portion of the New Testament. And he lived his life as a Pharisee for most of his life, and a Pharisee was someone who was enforcing the law of God at the time, which was before Christ, which was the Torah. He's enforcing that. He's doing his thing, but he was studied from a very young age what the Bible said, or at the time, like I said, the Torah, what the Torah said. And he was studying. He knew things inside out, memorized. He was the most upstanding. And in Paul's words, he goes, "I was a Hebrew of Hebrews." He means saying, like, I know my stuff. I know what I'm talking about. I know all this. If you want to challenge me to a debate on theology, good luck. You're going to lose. He knows what he's talking about. And then once he came into an interaction with Christ, he said, I realize how much I don't understand. But this is a man who's very self-aware and very knowledgeable, and yet he's still saying that he's struggling all the time. This guy had a radical experience with Christ. He went from going to physically persecute and kill Christians at the time, and then goes, okay, he got struck with blindness, comes back, God heals him through a man who is terrified of him, and then he is now the most staunch believer, and he's going in. I love in the series AD, if you ever get a chance to watch it. I believe you can get it from Netflix. I mean, not Netflix, Amazon. He's standing there in the temple. At that time, the Jewish culture, they said the temple is the center of everything. It's the most important thing. And without that, there is no... They put all the meaning into the building. Not into God, but into the building. And Paul's there, and like I said in the series, he's like, we don't need this anymore. There's no purpose. Why are we here? God's with us. All you have to do is accept him. You don't need a physical building. And to them, that was crazy radical. Like, that was insane. So he had this life-changing experience, and he has all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and he's still struggling. He said, there's this war inside of me. I'm not going to win this war. This is just, this is constantly going on. It's a never-ending fight. What a wretched man I am. To actually say what a wretched man, that's, it's like, you have that feeling of us like, I am so hopelessly lost in this. But he really wasn't. He just was very self-aware. The reason I'm saying that, because we have the understanding of what we do as sin. Like, I made a mistake, I did X, Y, or Z, and therefore that's my sin. No, it is worse than that. The Bible talks about how we're born into it. Like, it's not only the choices that you make, it's your thoughts. Like, you can have a bad thought, boom, that thought, sin. You can have a moment of, like, you see something somebody else has, you're like, I would want that. Now, once it goes to desire, like, then you get, like, you see somebody has something, and you say, well, they don't deserve that. Boom, you just went right into, not lust, what's the word I'm looking for? Just desire for something, envy, that's it. You're looking for envy, you're looking with envy at something, and you just, that's a sin. In that split second, you committed sin. And it wasn't even like you were trying to do something or you made a choice. It's just your thoughts went into that moment and bam, instantaneously. We are hopelessly just infested with that sin nature. But look at what, and now when I say hopeless, I'm saying it's hopeless on under our human understanding and our human ability to get rid of it. We can't, no matter how perfect we try to be, you're never going to get up to that standard of perfection, because God's line is perfection. No matter what you do, you're never going to get up to that point. It's just not possible. But then when he said, what a wretched man I am, then he says, who will rescue me? Verse 25, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ. Let's break that down a little bit. Through Jesus Christ, we're delivered through Christ. What does that mean? You can try to make your perfection any which way you want. You're going to fail. We are flawed creatures. That's why we need Jesus. We cannot earn our salvation. You cannot earn God's love. God just loves you no matter what. And you're never going to earn it. Now, there is... Let me find this here, right here. When God's asking us to have that relationship, he wants us to go from the inside out, not the outside in. What does that mean? Let's read Matthew 23, verse 25. This is Jesus talking. Sorry. Woe unto you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but the inside is full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. So it's, once again, remember Paul was a Pharisee? They were very good at following the rules also that they set up. God had originally set the people of Israel to follow him, and he set up a certain amount of rules. They expanded that exponentially. God just said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. They said, okay, by the way, now we're adding on to that, that if you lift a pen, you are now breaking God's law because you're working on a Sabbath. God just said, make it holy. He didn't say nothing about a pen. The point is, they added so much more to that was completely unnecessary, because they wanted to make you earning more and more. you're never going to earn it once again. So that was what Paul was. Now let's go back to this rapper, DMX. We don't know his heart. We don't know. But was he able to at least communicate about Christ? Yes. We don't, once again, we don't know everything about who he was as in his heart, because that's between him and God. But I do know for a fact that his statements about God could have brought people to Christ. Because God's word's not going to come back void. And he, in a moment, he messed up to the point that it cost him his life. Is that the end for all of us if we mess up, and then is that going to permanently affect our testimony? It could affect your testimony, but it doesn't mean that you're a failure. That's the main thing I want to bring out here. You're not a failure should you mess up, because we're all flawed, imperfect people that can mess up. And we're going to do it every day. We're going to mess up no matter what. But it doesn't mean we have to live this life in like the fear of messing up. So it's a weird, it almost sounds contradictory. Like you don't want to mess up, but don't be afraid of messing up. Yes, here's why. We know we need Jesus. When it talks about from the inside out, what that's talking about with the Pharisees, with the cup and the bowl, what this means is if you have running water and you have a dish rag and you're washing a dish that's dirty, just by you washing the inside of that and running it underwater to rinse it all out, the outside is going to get decently clean just from the overflow of that running water. When the Holy Spirit fills us, it's going to overflow into other parts of our life. If you want to focus on Christ, you want to focus on God, you want to learn and grow, that overflow is going to clean your outside, but your inside has to be clean first. You can't shine it up and then hope to make it look good, because it's not going to work out. Your outside is never going to be clean enough to affect the inside. The inside is going to affect the outside. So focus on your heart. Focus on loving God first. Don't give yourself an impossible standard that you have to be perfect, because when you do that, when you do fail, because we're all going to fail, period, end of sentence, we're going to fail. When you do, a lot of times it's easy then to slip into this despair of like, I'm never going to measure up. Guess what? You're right. You're never going to measure up. That's why we need Jesus to begin with. So you come, it's a paradox, because you come to Christ knowing that I'm imperfect, therefore I need Christ. And then after you have him, you're saying, I need to be perfect. No, you need to have Christ and let him work through you. And then he's going to change you from the inside out. You can't then say, okay, now I'm going to take it back and do all the work. No, no, no. Christ is going to work through you. You do have to put your effort into it. It's not like you sit back and coast along. No. But you're not going to save yourself. And we forget about that after Christ, because we put ourselves to the standard of we have to be the perfect thing. No, no, no. Christ said we need him. Therefore, that's why we're at the world from the inside out. When he said, follow me, that's a relationship. Your relationship with Christ is paramount to everything. When you spend time and do things with people, you learn who they are, you learn what the desires are, and you want to love them. When you want to love Christ, that desire that's in you is going to overflow into the rest of your life, that you're going to want to do things the right way. You're going to want to do that, not out of I need to because I need to meet a standard. No, it's I want to because I want to please the one who loves me, and not under this fear and duress. No, no, it's not under that. It's under just love. Like, I know this makes him happy, so I want to do this. I know that he asks me, so I want to. There's a joy and a desire in there. It's not a timidness. It's not a scaredness of it. It's a joy. It's a desire because you have something in you that you want to let out. It's overflowing from the inside out, not from the outside in. So we're all going to fail. And in that, once again, with the Kanye West, with the DMX, we're always... There's people out there who are, we're all part of that. we're going to be at points in time poor witnesses. We're going to be faulty witnesses for Christ. But what do you do afterwards? Do you just give up and say, nope, I'm done, this is all I can do? Or do you say, no, Christ loves me, I messed up, own your mistakes, and then get up and move forward again? You're never beyond God's love. He will always love you. All right, so I want to thank everybody, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Whosoever Group, and don't forget to check out www.whosoevergroup.com.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.